vessel. This morning we'll have, for the time being, the last phase or approach to settling the mind in its natural state. So we'll start with a quiz. And that as you rest your awareness or your mind without distraction and without grasping, what becomes of your mind? What becomes of your mind? What happens to your mind?
It's present.
It's presence, yeah. But what happens to it? It morphs. What happens to it? It implodes into what? Substrate consciousness, yeah. It really melts. And this is a terminology from Dzogchen, that insofar as there's this grasping and reification, it's like a freezing quality. This is a classic metaphor that Dalai Lama's used it also, that your mind is frozen substrate consciousness. So your subjective mind dissolves into subjective substrate consciousness. Now you're attending to this domain of the mind in which, if we liken it to space, there are the various cloud formations and rainbows of thoughts, images, and so forth. There are also the colorations of that space, as in emotions and desires. As the mind settles, what do you wind up attending to? The substrate. Yeah, the substrate. So the objective appearances dissolve into substrate. Subjective, configured mind dissolves into substrate consciousness. And the more you approach that, then of course there is more of an experiential non-duality between the awareness and the substrate. You don't have the sense of the substrate being over there and the substrate consciousness being over here, right? As we commonly do in the configured frozen mind, where the mind is very strongly configured and the objective world seems to be out there, even in a dream. Even in a dream, the events seem to be over there, right? Well, that's all maintained by grasping. The bifurcation, the reification of subject, object, the reification of subject-object duality, all sustained by grasping. That's what we're releasing here. Okay? So in this morning session, we'll be almost like shifting the focus on a camera lens away from the foreground and attending more to the background. And that background is the substrate, but it becomes clearer and clearer the less obscured it is by the events arising in it, which is really the grasping onto events arising in it. Okay? So let's have one session. Settling the mind. Allow your awareness to settle into the body right down to the ground and immediately sense that loosening, again a type of melting quality of the tightness around the shoulders, around the eyes, the face. Settle your body in its natural state, imbued with the three qualities of relaxation, stillness, and vigilance. Settle your respiration in its natural rhythm. And for a little while, focus your mindfulness on the space of the body and whatever tactile sensations arise within that space. Sustaining your mindfulness without distraction and without grasping. Settle your mind with a quality of ease, stillness, and vividness. Develop the voluntary habit of simply being present with a quiet and clear mind. Then let your gaze be at least partially open and rest your awareness evenly in space without taking anything as an object. Then focus your attention on the space of the mind and on whatever events arise within that space. Again, sustaining your mindfulness without distraction and without grasping. Previously, we focused especially on the foreground, the players who appear and perform their roles on the stage of the mind. Now take special interest in the intervals between thoughts and other distinct mental events. Observe carefully those vacuous intervals, and very importantly, sustain the flow of knowing. Do not just blank out or let your awareness sink. But attend closely to those intervals. And observe this space. That appears most clearly during those lapses between thoughts. As you observe the space during those intervals, attend closely. Are you attending to nothing or to something? And if that space is a something, what are its characteristics? Observe closely. sustain your primary focus on the space of the mind and recognize that it is present not only during the intervals between thoughts, but rather continuously. This is the space from which thoughts arise, in which they are present, and into which they dissolve. While attending to both the space of the mind and the events that arise within it, for this session, sustain primary focus on the space of the mind. And let's continue practicing in silence. And let's bring the session to a close. So, I do sense, when I'm speaking with the microphone here, that it's more muffled, isn't it? I mean, I can hear it. It's not very distinct. Is it okay for you? Maybe it's just here. But it seems, Stacey, is it more muffled or is it fine?
I think it's good.
It's good, okay. I just get it muffled here, but maybe it's because I'm here in the cavern. Good. When I was walking over here from our hotel, I was hearing, of course, the bulldozing, whatever's going on over here. And so for these rooms that are facing right here that we can see, I imagine that's probably impinging a bit on your meditation. I'm sure it's transient. It will pass. And frankly, I don't know what they're building there. I thought the sports hotel was going to be over here, and that's over there. So I don't know what's going on. I'm kind of curious to find out. And so I will check with Sean. But in the meantime, we're guests here, and they're building this whole place up for the benefit of many sentient beings. And so what to do, whether it's that noise or whether it's some other noise occurring within our compound there. And I would suggest two strategies. And that is, well, actually three. One is earplugs. Earplugs may be a possibility, okay? Or if you want to spring for about $300, you can get some really high-quality noise-canceling headphones. They're worth their weight in gold, because I travel a lot, and they're really, really nice on airplanes. So there's just the external. And then we come into Dharma. And for Dharma, you really have two options here. And that is if, for example, you're practicing either mindfulness of breathing or awareness of awareness, then bear in mind the primary obstacles or interferences, destabilization of the attention, is not coming from the environment. It's coming from your mind. Overwhelmingly, 90% of the destabilization is coming from your own thoughts. So when you're sitting there, you're getting this noise out here, but it's not even interesting. It's not interesting at all, and it's not articulate. It's not saying, hey, where's this, you know, and capturing your conceptual mind into a story. It's just going, very boring. So there's nothing interesting there. So as you're following either mindfulness of breathing or awareness of awareness, then just do the practice. And any thoughts that come up, just release them. And the sound, not interesting. And for in the early stages of practice, it's really not that a big a deal. When you get much more advanced, stage 6, stage 7, where your senses are really starting to implode, then this will keep on pulling you out. So that's kind of an interference. The first stage is 1, 2, 3, 4, your awareness is not going to be withdrawing very much, purely into mental awareness. You'll still hear. And so it's just there. It's just there. It's basically the same as having tactile sensations. They're arising, so, you know, no big deal. So primary focus, if noises are there, any thoughts come up, and especially any thoughts that come up about the noise, just release them. Because that's the primary destabilization, the primary distraction is in your own mind and not in the sound. Now, if you're practicing settling the mind in its natural state, I remember I really made good use of this years ago when I was in quite a very strict retreat, and I was... In one phase, I was doing mindfulness of breathing, and some of you know the story about the little Yorkshire Terrier. You remember that story? Of a little dog that would yap like crazy, and he would go on and on and on. He would yap at the sky. The sky was enough of his, the sky. Let alone a cloud. That would really make him freak out. But sky. And of course, it would be not yap, 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 yap. It wouldn't be like that. It would be yap, yap. Yap. Yap, yap. You know, it just would, you never can rest into it. Because, you know, he was really there. And so, again, it was not interesting because I don't speak Yorkshire Terrier. So if he was trying to convey some message, I couldn't interpret, you know. So it was just boring. It was not interesting at all. But what was interesting, as I settled the mind in the natural state, is to observe the mental stuff coming up, images of Yorkshire Terriers, images of Yorkshire Terriers barking, images of Yorkshire Terriers being slowly roasted over a hot fire, you know, whatever. You So if there's noise out there, then just stay focused on the space of the mind, and it's much more interesting than the noise. Whatever images, maybe it'll be an image of a bulldozer, maybe it'll be an image, maybe it'll be emotions, maybe it'll be thoughts, recollections of bulldozers you have known, you know, whatever it is. But just focus on the mind. And this is just noise. No big deal. Okay? So by the combination of, by those three, earplugs, headphones, releasing thoughts, observing thoughts, that should be sufficient. And before long, that'll vanish. And then the opportunity will be lost. So take full advantage of the bulldozer opportunity while it's here in this very short, precious human rebirth. Okay? Good. See you at 4:30.